This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Lynn. And joining us in the studio is Nadira Matrang for the Market Wrap. And we are going to continue looking east because we're still on Japan. A Japanese billionaire, Yusaku Maezawa, is giving away $9 million to his Twitter followers. And he calls it a social experiment to test whether money can boost people's happiness. What's the story here, Nadira?
So Maezawa has pledged to give the money to 1,000 followers who retweeted his tweet on this experiment that was posted on January 1st. So the fashion tycoon says it is a serious one because he wants to know how the overall concept of universal basic income would affect people's well-being and happiness. Now, his offer doesn't come with any strings attached or stipulate any eligibility requirements. For example, the chosen followers or winners don't have to earn below a certain income. Maezawa says he will track the results through regular surveys of the recipients, and he hopes the social experiment will pique the interest from academics and economists.
You know, I don't mean to sound too critical. This is such a rich person thing.
It is.
It is the kind of social experiment that only a billionaire could ever run.
But better than investing in a space program or something.
Yeah, I get it. I think that, you know, on balance, it's probably, hopefully it increases people's happiness. So Maezawa says that his payments are meant to inspire more debate about basic income in Japan. And of course, the very idea of basic income has been gaining traction recently after U.S. presidential candidate Andrew Yang vowed to give $1,000 a month to every American citizen over 18 if he gets elected.
Yes, Andrew Yang's basic income proposal would replace some Americans' monthly stipends and existing welfare benefits. But an economist told Reuters that what Maezawa is doing is somewhat different. His money doesn't really qualify as a basic income, since the recipients get only a one-time payment instead of a consistent one. And the economist also says that in Japan at the moment, people are still finding jobs in general due to a tight labor market. Still, Maezawa wants to see how his chosen followers react to receiving the payments.
So back home on Bursa Malaysia, there's news on Perdana Petroleum Berhad signing charter contracts worth over 50 million ringgit. What's the story there?
Perdana Petroleum Berhad has entered into 4-time charter contracts with its major shareholder, Dayang Enterprise Sdn Bhd, and this is to charter 2 work barges and 2 vessels. Perdana Petroleum said the vessel's charter is expected to commence from February 1st. So at the close today, Perdana Petroleum was up 3.9% at 40 sen.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.